Take your Bibles, please, go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Tonight, we'll be sharing on the subject of redeemed, how I love, proclaim it. It's a beautiful song. You remember many times we've sung it from our song book. It was written by a blind author. Her name was Franny Crosby. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am. Then a couple of verses we're not familiar with. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. I know I shall see his beauty, the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child and forever I am. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Well, what is redemption? What does it mean? The word redemption has been etched in stained glass, but its meaning has been lost except for maybe the coupon clippers and those who recycle soda cans. But the word redemption is a very rich word. It points to our forgiveness of sin. The word, for redemption found here in Ephesians 1, meant to go to the marketplace and buy a slave who was in trouble and then set the slave free. You know, that's what Jesus did for us. He came to the marketplace where we have been slaves to sin and paid the price for all our sins, for he forgave us and set us free. And now, today, guess what? I'm free from guilt and condemnation, and the consequences of sin. All my inadequacies, my failures, my shortcomings, my unworthiness, my mistakes for the past, and even today, have been taken care of in the work of Jesus. I am forgiven, and God has nothing against you. Everything that was held against you was handled by Jesus. So we have no shame, we have no guilt in coming into the presence of God. That's what righteousness really is, and that is what we have been given. We're not victims anymore. We're free from guilt, free from condemnation. Great teacher with the Andrew Womack Ministries, Barry Bennett, who I love to listen to many times, said oppressors and accusers can only do their work when the work of Calvary is not understood. Mm-hmm. Jesus took it all. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. I want to take a brief moment to get there. It's not a subject we delve into a whole lot. Subject of redemption and forgiveness. Boy, I'll tell you what. It's the calling card. Just to walk around with anything less than God's full and complete forgiveness is just living far shorter than we could be or should be. Romans 3, 23 through 25, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption that is, which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. And you've heard this one from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We commonly refer to those things as our sonship rights. 1 Corinthians 1, 30. Well, there's a story of the father and son who worked for months to build a toy sailboat. Every night when he came home from work, the man and his boy would disappear into the garage for hours. When the boat was finished, they stood back to admire the results. The wooden hull was painted bright red and it was trimmed with gleaming white sails. When it was finished, the boy went to a nearby river for the boat's trial run. The father had tied a string to its stern to keep it from sailing too far, and the boat performed beautifully. But the string broke, and the sailboat drifted out of sight. Attempts to find it were fruitless. A few weeks later, as the boy was walking home from school, he passed a store and was amazed to see a sailboat in the window. He ran inside to claim the boat, telling the owner he had lost the boat. The store owner said, "You may have it back for $50. The boy was stunned at how much it would cost him to redeem his boat, but since it had been so precious to him, he quickly set about earning the money to buy it back. Later, he joyfully walked into the toy store and handed the owner $50 in exchange for a sailboat. It was the happiest day of his life. As he left the store, he held the boat up to the sunlight. Its colors gleamed as though newly painted. 'I made you, but I lost you,' he said. 'Now I've bought you back.'" You know, there's a wonderful verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. "For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Interesting how God created man in this perfect environment with all the variables needed for great existence. And kind of like that boat, God lost man because of man's choices. And then through the work of Jesus Christ, he paid quite a price to get us back. "For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Another translation, the Weymouth New Testament, says, "And you are not your own. For you have been redeemed at infinite cost. Therefore glorify God in your bodies." Now the word redemption we don't use a whole lot in our everyday language. And there's a number of words like that. Justification, forgiveness, adoption, reconciliation. So I'm just going to give you a couple of brief explanations of these words. Justification is where a sinner stands before God that is declared righteous or forgiven. Forgiveness is when a sinner stands before God that the debt of sin has been canceled. Adoption is when a sinner stands before God as a stranger but is made a son. Reconciliation is where a sinner stands before God as an enemy but is made a friend. And redemption is where a sinner stands before God as a slave but receives freedom. We are no longer slaves. I love that song, which is so appropriate, especially for what the concept and heart and quality behind redemption really is. Go to the marketplace, buy a slave, and then set them free. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did for us. Galatians chapter 3, we're going to go through a few verses here. Galatians chapter 3, you can just listen or try to get there. We're going to go to Galatians 3, then Galatians 4, then Ephesians, two verses, Colossians. Excuse me. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.'" Galatians 4, 4 and following. "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because you are sons, God has set forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.'" Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. We just read that earlier. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." Ephesians 1, 14. "Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, the praise of his glory." sometimes it's worth it to use. I think God's trying to get a point across. It's not like the fruit of redemption is forgiveness. The redemption was the price that was paid for our lives. As a benefit, we got complete and total forgiveness, past, present, and future things. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Verse in Titus 2:14, you can just listen, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. We've heard these in Hebrews 1, verse 9, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 12. I know we're going through some verses here. I said we would be. And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And finally, here's the last scripture, Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Mm-hmm. God wants us to appropriate and enjoy the blessings and the benefits, being redeemed, being purchased back, mm-hmm. and then to be able to not just experience the joy of our lives and our sins, our brokenness being forgiven, but that now we can extend that to others mm-hmm. who are maybe doing certain things, participating in certain activities and behaviors that we find we disagree with. But you know what? Forgiveness is always the answer. And you can document this very easily through the teachings of Jesus. I mean, over and over and over again. So you know what? We have entrance. We have access. And we have carte blanche privileges into God's community, God's presence. We have a vital role in the body of Christ. There's no distinction in terms of respect or honor, in terms of the hierarchy of who's who in the body of Christ. For you know what? We're all redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we're all one in Christ. Amen?
Amen to that.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and grace. Thank you that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed how we love to proclaim it. Oh, my gosh. Father, may the words that we've spoken and looked into here briefly tonight get down deep into our hearts, Father. May we be set free because of maybe things that we've been holding on to, that we just realize you're not holding them against us, and that we can just release them. You already know about what's going on, and that we can walk in the freedom that you enabled us and really want us to have as your sons and daughters. And pray about this tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.